Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information provided in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right. I told you yesterday via some videos we were going to be talking about Lyme's disease today. This is a really deep subject and something that affects a lot of people. And what they are doing at the Weiner Wellness Center, led by this man in front of me, is pretty incredible. And when you throw in some of the great supplements, too, you're going to want to stay close, especially if you know someone or yourself dealing with this. So let me just tell you, the number there is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. Anytime throughout the hour, and even when the show's over, you can call and make an appointment to visit with Dr. Honigman. And remember, you can find out everything at drweiner.com. So, Doc, let's say good afternoon to the audience and get started with your topic, Lyme disease. Good afternoon.
Thanks, Rob. First, I want to wish you a happy Father's Day
tomorrow. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
And I want to wish all of the dads out there a happy Father's Day as well. And I also know how much pride you take in your children.
I love them.
How much you love them.
I do, very much.
So I am Dr. Joseph Honigman of the Weiner Wellness Center, and I am a lifestyle and wellness-oriented chiropractic doctor who uses safe, natural, effective methods to get your body to work better and restore your health by addressing the lifestyle and environmental factors, which are often the root cause of the problem. My objective is health restoration, and the protocol is designed specifically for you as a unique individual. It is not a generic treatment for a condition to take away symptoms. So whether your goal is to optimize your already good health, review your supplement regime, or to address the root cause of a chronic condition such as diabetes, I can help you. To make an appointment, call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL. And you will find that our office fees are very reasonable. Come visit us at our Greentree Crafton location at 2419 Baldwick Road. Our website is drweiner.com. And Rob, today I did choose Lyme disease to discuss because we are in prime Lyme tick season. And it will last through August. Do you know that Lyme disease was first reported in the United States in 1977 in the town of Old Lyme, Connecticut? Hence the name Lyme disease. And do you know that Lyme disease is a tick-borne infection caused by the bacteria spirochete Borrelia burgdorferi, and that it is a worldwide epidemic? Not just here in the United States. That is the bad news. The really bad news is, for those of us who live in Pennsylvania, there is more Lyme disease and tick-borne disease here than in any other state in America. And our county, Allegheny, ranked 8th in the entire United States, and Butler County is number one. Butler County is number one in Pennsylvania, 2017. This bacteria is transmitted to humans by a bite from an infected black-legged or deer tick. That's the type of tick here in eastern United States. It's the black-legged tick. And one in five black-legged tick nymphs are infected with the bacteria that cause Lyme disease. A nymph is the immature stage, and the black-legged tick nymphs are considerably smaller than the adult. So, just because you got bit That doesn't mean you are infected. Okay? Because only one in three adult black-legged ticks and one in five black-legged tick nymphs are infected with the bacteria. And the tick has to be present on the skin for 24 to 48 hours to transmit the infection. So if you find the tick, even if you are infected, or it is infected, you're not infected yet, even if it is infected, you can avoid transmission by killing the tick within that 24 to 48 hour span of time. I'm going to repeat that even one more time. And the reason is because I believe that people are becoming fearful of even taking a walk in the park, let alone the forest. So remember, on average, only about one in three adult black-legged ticks and one in five black-legged tick nymphs are infected with the bacteria that causes Lyme disease. Therefore, just because you got bit, that doesn't mean you are infected, and an infected tick has to be present on the skin for 24 to 48 hours to transmit the infection. So if you find the tick and remove it, even if it is infected, you can avoid transmission. So how do ticks make their way onto you? Ticks can't fly or jump. Instead, they wait for a host resting on the tips of grasses and shrubs in a position known as questing. While questing, the ticks hold on to leaves and grass by their lower legs. They hold their upper pair of legs outstretched, waiting to climb onto a passing host. When a host, such as you, brushes the spot where the tick is waiting, it quickly climbs aboard. It then finds a suitable place to bite its host. Last year, I was sitting on a park bench in Frick Park, and I had to remove three different ticks that were walking up my arm in a 5 to 10 minute period of time. It's possible that the ticks were picking up on the carbon dioxide that I was breathing into the air. A quote from Popular Science article says, "And boy, does that sweet carbon dioxide get ticks going. Some of them will literally run towards the scent of a potential host. And yeah, ticks can't run very fast on a human scale, but the mental image of a little arthropod vampire racing toward you on its clicking, clattering legs is still somewhat upsetting. They also pick up other scents like ammonia, so peeing in the woods only makes things worse. As soon as they smell you, they're coming for you."
And that'll tick you off.
It will tick you off.
All right.
Yes.
We'll take it. I've been waiting all day to use that. All right. Stay with us, folks. Listen, lots of stuff to get to with Dr. Honigman, but I would just highly urge you to call, make an appointment, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355 or drweiner.com.
It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, before you get back to your topic of conversation on Lyme disease, I want to remind everyone you can reach Dr. Honigman, Jeffrey Nisnik, Gideon Orbach, Adam Carwash, the whole crew over there, the staff. They would love to see you in person. And more importantly, get to know them so you can stay well naturally and, more importantly, continue to live a long and very prosperous and healthy life. That number is 412-922-WELL. 412-922-9355. Go ahead, Doc.
Thanks, Rob. I did give everyone some good news, and that is only in about one in five of the Lyme tick nymphs actually carry the disease. But now, back to some bad news. The Lyme tick is tiny in size, especially the nymph stage, which is the young, immature form before it becomes an adult. So most people with Lyme disease have no memory of a tick bite. And not everyone gets the characteristic bullseye rash after getting bitten. It is also difficult to diagnose because it mimics many other diseases and has been often called the great imitator. At first, the symptoms may be very similar to the flu, and later to that of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases such as rheumatoid arthritis, even dementia, causing mood, memory, and concentration problems if the disease persists. So, are there lab tests that can diagnose Lyme disease? And if so, how long should one wait before getting tested? Unfortunately, testing for the disease can be quite the challenge. The tests are very inaccurate in the beginning stages, such as in the first few weeks. In fact, the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, cautions that the disease is not likely to be positive until 4 to 6 weeks after the infection, which says to me, up until the fourth week, these tests are definitely unreliable. That is because most people have not yet developed the antibody response that the test measures. So it is probably wise, I would say, to wait 5-6 weeks. The best explanation that I have read to explain our late antibody response, you know, that's our armed forces response within us, comes from a layperson. Rich Carson, who wrote, "Normally, when a pathogen invades the human body, the immune system detects it by cell wall proteins and then develops antibodies to attack it. However, when the Borrelia spirochete bacterium enters the body, it begins changing its form by altering its outer cell wall proteins so the immune system does not recognize it. It essentially designs a disguise, allowing it to hide in plain sight. One of the most insidious things about the spirochete's shape-shifting ability is that each time the immune system launches an attack, this bacterium alters its appearance. And unfortunately, the toxic compounds the immune system releases in its effort to kill the invader ends up causing damaging inflammation throughout the body instead of killing the bacteria. So the bacteria spirochete Borrelia burgdorferi is a shape-shifting nightmare. So let's say you get tested at the appropriate time. The gold standard protocol as it exists now is a two-tiered blood test that increases the accuracy of a correct diagnosis, but is still far from perfect. The currently used blood tests are the ELISA test, which is the screening test. And that is followed up with the Western blot test, usually only done if the ELISA is positive. And both tests need to come back positive for a positive diagnosis. If that occurs with both tests coming back positive, that pretty much assures you are indeed infected with Lyme disease. However, the first test, the ELISA screening test for Lyme disease, misses too many actual cases of the disease. So if you test negative, you could still be at risk to have the disease. Thus, it is underdiagnosed, and it is recommended that the results of the lab testing should not be relied on as the sole criterion in making the diagnosis of Lyme disease. Rob, what do you think? Was that easy enough to understand? Do I need to go over that again?
One more time. No, it was good. It was
right?
Good. Yeah.
You need two tests. Both the ELISA and the Western blot test have to come back positive for you to be diagnosed with Lyme disease. And the first test, unfortunately, the very first test you take, doesn't catch them all. It will often come back negative, meaning that you may indeed have the Lyme disease, but you tested negative.
Let me ask the question that everybody in the audience would like to ask you, but I'm going to do it for them. So once you find out you're positive and you've tested for this Lyme disease, is it time to panic or is there help?
Okay, we're gonna definitely get into that, but I'll give you the short answer right now.
Okay.
It's not time to panic. If you're caught in time,
good.
Actually, the antibiotic is pretty effective. It's nasty, but it's pretty effective. It will get rid of the spirochete.
What does it do to you?
Well,
I've heard 10 different, you know, I guess answers from people when I've asked them, what does Lyme disease do? And if you don't treat it, what can it do to you?
First of all, it's going to increase in its numbers dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And it will go into your tissues and your cells. It's going to cause horrible inflammation. This is something foreign and dangerous. This is something that is releasing a toxin into your system. But even probably more dangerous, the immune system does not have a great answer for it at this point.
To hide it, right.
Because it can hide in plain sight. It dons a disguise. And it takes other protective forms. Basically, it will roll up into this protective ball with a coating around it, not allowing the immune system to kill it. And during this time, during this particular phase, there aren't very many symptoms. But as soon as the immune system backs off, it becomes opportunistic again. And then it's traveling throughout your body to populate and do its damage. And again, probably what makes it the most dangerous of all is that the immune system continues to release its chemicals to try to kill it, but it can't recognize it. So it's actually damaging our own tissues and our own joints. And that's why it's called the great imitator, because it winds up mimicking autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, even lupus.
Mm.
So a lot of the damage comes from our own immune system.
You know, if it wasn't for shows like this, you know, a lot of people, because we've got to get to a break here in a minute. I'm going to come back and give you the entire final segment. But you realize if it wasn't for shows like this, nobody would have any understanding of what this disease is all about.
Yeah, that's true.
Many people end up with symptoms and the disease, not even realizing what's happening to them.
It's a problem.
Yeah. Kind of scary, isn't it? All right. Now, so basically, if somebody calls you at mm-hmm. the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL, they say, okay, Lyme disease, I've got it, recovering, but not there yet, or not so sure how I want to handle this. What's the first thing you do? You bring them in. Then how do you consult somebody on a topic such as with a wide range like Lyme disease?
Well, the first thing we're going to do is go through a full history. Have they indeed been diagnosed with Lyme disease? How long have they had it? Is what they're doing working? Or, you know, have they, could they be a false negative? One of the people who tested negative, but indeed do have it. What I'm always going to do is this. First, we're going to address the actual bacteria itself. What can we do to increase our immune response? You know, a better immune response to the bacteria. And number two, we need to control inflammation. That autoimmune response that may be overreactive, causing many of the symptoms. So we have to improve our immune system, and we have to decrease inflammation. Those are our two major goals.
Well, one thing I have learned from you and all of the wonderful people, going back to the late, great Dr. Weiner, inflammation is a killer. I mean, people don't understand the significance and how debilitating and destructive inflammation can be in one body. It's amazing.
It is. We talked about the flu, the Spanish flu.
Right.
And I was talking about that one of the horrible consequences is that people got pneumonia. But it wasn't the ammonia that killed them. It was the immune response, the overreactive immune response that killed them.
Wow. Like we were talking about moments ago when dealing with Lyme disease. So here's what you need to do. You need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. But more importantly, I would just call them, make an appointment to see him, 412-922-9355. They, of course, the Weiner Wellness Center, Craft and Greentree, 412-922-9355. And you can find out more at drweiner.com.
The following program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. It's time to get well naturally with natural health experts, Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, we're back. Another half hour with Dr. Honigman, then Robert Mangino takes over to take you through the afternoon. Listen, I just want to remind you that if you have any questions about this topic and you just want to get down to maybe the Weiner Wellness Center and get an appointment, you can either drive down today, they're there for the next couple of hours, or just pick up the phone now and simply say you're listening to the radio show, you'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Honigman. That number is 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355. And again, all the information that you need concerning what they do, drweiner.com. This week, we're talking Lyme disease. Doc?
Thanks, Rob. So approximately 70 to 75% of infected patients develop the well-known red circular rash called erythema migrans. So this could be helpful in the diagnosis of Lyme's disease. But we're still only talking about 70 to 75% getting this red circular rash. And the rash can differ in appearance. Not all rashes have the characteristic bullseye that is often associated with Lyme disease. However, if you do get the rash, it usually begins at the site of the tick bite, approximately within 3 to 30 days, and it gradually gets bigger. The center of the rash may clear as it enlarges, resulting in a bullseye appearance. The rash will usually disappear after 4 weeks. However, as I said before, some people don't have a rash, and others get the rash without the bullseye appearance. For some, it is a solid red, while people with dark complexions may have a rash that resembles a bruise. And remember, even if you do get the rash, it generally disappears in about 1 month. In this first stage of Lyme disease, symptoms may include achiness, chills, fever, sweats, fatigue, headache, stiff neck, muscle soreness, joint pain, and swollen lymph nodes, and sore throat. What does that sound like?
Flu.
Absolutely.
Right.
It sounds like the flu. However, remember, if you are infected, you may not have all of the symptoms. You might just have a few of the symptoms. If you do get the combination of the skin rash and the flu-like symptoms, then you can be pretty certain you are in the primary manifestation of acute stage Lyme disease, and that means you have been bitten with an infected tick. Stage 2 is known as early disseminated infection. The disease is now starting to spread. That's what disseminated means. The second stage usually develops 3 to 10 weeks after the tick bite, as the bacteria spread throughout the body and symptoms can overlap with stage 1, meaning you can still have flu-like symptoms along with even more serious manifestations of Lyme disease, including neurological signs such as numbness, tingling, and even a facial muscle paralysis known as Bell's palsy. Peripheral neuropathy is possible, which is numbness, tingling in the hands and feet, severe headaches and neck stiffness, abnormal heartbeat. Arthritis may begin with swelling, stiffness, and pain, usually affecting the large joints, such as the knee. Again, these symptoms could be attributed to many other types of conditions and diseases. And that's why it is known as the great imitator. In stage 3, which is the late disseminated infection stage, by now the spirochete has plenty of time to travel throughout the body. This late stage can occur months or even years after initial infection in patients who did not receive antibiotic treatment for early Lyme disease or in individuals whose treatment did not eliminate the bacteria completely. Generally speaking, this stage is characterized by rheumatoid arthritis and arthritis of one of the more larger joints in our body, especially the knee joint, disturbances in heart rhythm, such as palpitations, and a slow heart rate. I was curious, why a slow heart rate? Because something called Lyme carditis occurs when Lyme disease bacteria enter the tissues of the heart, which causes the ventricles to beat at their own slower rate. So what's carditis? Well, probably we're talking about the heart muscle, and itis is inflammation. So inflammation of the heart. That's what the Lyme disease could cause. And this can result in a slower rate of the heart beating. Brain disorders involving memory, including short-term memory loss, mood, and sleep, mental fogginess, problems following conversations, numbness in the arms, legs, hands, or feet, and fatigue, as well as severe headaches again. Notice that a lot of the symptoms are dealing with the brain, such as difficulty concentrating, along with nerve and joint pain, and how it mimics other diseases. Again, that's why it's called the great imitator. However, if you do have the combination of pain in your large joints, such as your knee, and are getting mental fogginess, difficulty concentrating, along with some numbness and tingling in your extremities, and you do not have a good explanation of why this is occurring, it is definitely time to start thinking about the possibility of Lyme disease. So how is Lyme disease treated? Lyme disease is best treated in the early stages. Early treatment is a 14 to 21 day course of oral antibiotics, and recovery is usually complete and relatively rapid, and that is good news. However, while the antibiotics are a necessary treatment, they are also creating havoc in your gut microbiota, killing vast amounts of good bacteria in your gut, and that needs to be addressed simultaneously while taking the antibiotic. I recommend two of our probiotics to minimize the problem. You are to take them 2 to 3 hours after taking the antibiotic on the same day as treatment. The first is our SBC2. This is a probiotic that contains Saccharomyces boulardii, a non-pathogenic yeast that works by helping our immune system and helping to improve our resistance to bad bacteria. It also contains Bifidobacterium lactis, a bacteria recognized for its key role in enhancing immunity and improving digestion. The second probiotic I am recommending is Superbiotics 2, which contains 12 species of microorganisms from non-dairy sources and is guaranteed to contain 50 billion CFUs. That is colony-forming units. You can think of a CFU as one distinct bacterium. So what happens if Lyme disease is not caught and treated in the early stages? Then persistent or chronic Lyme disease is usually treated with intravenous antibiotics for a period of 14 to 21 days, and your symptoms may improve more slowly at this stage. By now, unfortunately, you have suffered long-term damage to the nervous system, or you may have, hopefully you haven't, as well as long-term damage to the joints. Also, even more attention and care concerning your gut microbiota is required for a variety of reasons, including the damage done to your gut from the disease itself, and now from the potent intravenous antibiotics being used to treat it. So, probiotics are needed more than ever. In some cases, the symptoms persist even after eradication of the bacteria, which means even after they are dead. We don't exactly know why this happens, although I suspect it is due to a dysfunctional immune system. And there is some evidence that the chronic symptoms lasting more than 6 months after being treated may result from an autoimmune response and have considerable overlap with other chronic conditions, often making diagnosis difficult. For example, chronic conditions such as chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis all have very similar symptoms, as if we need to make it more complicated. So what is the solution to improve your overall condition? Rob, I guess we'll get back to that soon.
We will do that. But listen, if you would like to make an appointment, call today to meet Dr. Honigman and the staff of the Weiner Wellness Center, 412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, or you can find out more at their website at drweiner.com.
It's time to Get Well Naturally with natural health experts Dr. Joseph Honigman, Dr. Gideon Orbach, and Jeffrey Nisnik.
All right, Lyme disease. This is going to be a big finish here. We're in the home stretch. A lot of information. So as I turn it back to Dr. Honigman, again, I want everybody just to know the best way is to go make an appointment right away at 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL or 9355 and drweiner.com. It's all yours, Doc.
Okay, we left off on talking about a possible solution. And of course, that starts with a healthy immune system. So be sure you are following a healthy lifestyle, including diet, exercise, and stress management, getting plenty of sleep, staying hydrated, etc. Do not minimize the importance of any of these lifestyle factors. In addition to a healthy lifestyle, I still recommend that you make an appointment to see me so that we can better address your unique situation. For example, we may need to address the gut because of a yeast condition, a bacterial overgrowth problem, or an increase in intestinal permeability, commonly known as leaky gut. We may need to do a liver cleanse or address adrenal dysfunction. You get the idea. To get started on your road to recovery and wellness, call 412-922-9355. That's 412-922-WELL, and make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman, and you will be surprised at our very reasonable fees. However, if you want to get started right away, I'm recommending some high-quality supplements at a 20% discount starting today until the end of next Friday. The following supplements can help by naturally boosting the immune system, lowering inflammation, and addressing the root cause of your symptom. Your body must be able to control the inflammatory response that stems from Lyme disease, in addition to getting rid of any co-infections such as yeast or mold and other toxins for you to get healthy. And that's what we talked about before. Does it make sense? We need to focus on improving our immune response and decreasing the existing chronic inflammation, as well as prevent it. To start with, I believe colloidal silver is a great choice that produces significant antimicrobial activity. I am recommending our Argentin 23. This is a professional grade colloidal silver available only through licensed healthcare practitioner. It has the smallest silver particles ever seen in colloidal silver products, and third party laboratories and universities have confirmed this. Argentin is pure, meaning it contains only 99.999% pure silver suspended in pharmaceutical-grade purified water. No other manufacturer can make these claims and support them with evidence. And now through next Friday, we are offering this product at a 20% off discount. This is the best deal you will get, period. At our Weiner Wellness Week, it is 10% off. This deal will not be offered on the show again until late October, maybe at the earliest. And that's no guarantee that it will be offered at this discount again. I've been asked more than once on how colloidal silver works on killing bad bacteria. Research suggests that it attaches to the proteins on the cell wall of the bacteria, damaging the cell membrane. This allows the silver ions to pass into the cell where they can interfere with the bacteria's metabolic processes and damage its DNA, leading to the cell's death. And by the same method, it may even increase an antibiotic's effectiveness. For example, it can damage the bacteria's cell membrane, and now the antibiotic will have an easier time in killing off the bad guy. So the Argentin Silver is not only a wonderful antimicrobial on its own, but it may very well significantly increase the effectiveness of an antibiotic. My suggestion is not to take them at the same time, but rather take the colloidal silver first and then the antibiotic approximately 3 hours later. Next supplement I am recommending is Mycoceutics. These capsules contain powerfully active constituents derived from 10 of the most healthful species of mushrooms. These mushrooms can increase the function of natural killer cells that can kill off bad bacteria. The species known for their potent medicinal qualities, and you may have heard them before, include maitake, shiitake, reishi, and cordyceps. All of these are included in the formula. In addition, the mushrooms used in this supplement are grown under carefully monitored conditions to ensure they never come in contact with heavy metals, pollutants, or contaminants. Great supplement. The next supplement I am recommending is Nutritional Frontiers Inflam 2. The ingredients in Inflam 2 can reduce pain, swelling, and of course, inflammation. This formula was designed to help increase mobility and may decrease the need for over-the-counter pain medication. Inflammation is often associated with health conditions such as arthritis, heart disease, autoimmune disease, and inflammatory bowel disease. And I use it for several inflammatory conditions, including Lyme disease. Next is Pure Encapsulations Cat's Claw. Cat's Claw. At the Weiner Wellness Center, we offer a very high quality cat's claw. There are many different qualities of cat's claw. We're offering a very high quality that can be used for Lyme disease and arthritic conditions. It is used medicinally for its antioxidant, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, and immunostimulant effects. It has been shown to increase several of our immune system white blood cells, including B and T lymphocytes and natural killer cells. In a fairly recent randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study, that's as good as it gets, a double-blind placebo-controlled study, patients with rheumatoid arthritis were treated with cat's claw extract or placebo. At the end of the study, those treated with cat's claw resulted in a significant reduction of the number of painful and swollen joints compared with the placebo. In addition, cat's claw may help treat Lyme disease by boosting the immune system and by ridding the body of bacteria. And the last supplement I am recommending is Nutritional Frontiers Oil of Oregano. Recently, a peer-reviewed study screened a panel of essential oils for activities against the bacteria Borgdorferi that causes Lyme disease. So this was tested against the bacteria that causes Lyme disease, and they found that the essential oil of oregano has excellent activity against this bacteria. So the following supplements are being offered at a 20% discount now through next Friday. Douglas Labs, Mycoceutics, Nutritional Frontiers, Oil of Oregano, Pure Encapsulations, Cat's Claw, Inflam 2, and even our Argentin Silver is at a 20% discount. Our staff has a list. So if you have forgotten any of the names, just call 412-922-9355. And they can help you. And a reminder, if you are interested in a more targeted protocol to address your Lyme disease, as well as to get started on your road to recovery and wellness, call and make an appointment with me, Dr. Honigman. And now I'm going to really try very quickly to get in some tips on how to protect yourself from Lyme disease. Be vigilant. Check your children and yourself for ticks. Don't assume you can't be infected again. You can. There are at least 16 strains of the Lyme tick bacterium. When you remove him, apply the tweezers near the head of the mouth and pull gently. Check to be certain that all parts of the tick have been removed. Wear light-colored clothing to allow you to better see the ticks that crawl on you. And wear long-sleeved shirts and tuck your pant legs into your socks so the ticks cannot crawl up the inside of your pant legs if you are headed out into the woods. I am guilty of always wearing shorts when it's hot, even when walking in the woods, but there are indeed very lightweight long pants that can be an alternative. Shower after being in an area with ticks, and people who have cats and dogs need to take extra precaution for both their pet's health and their own. Animal fur can be a tick magnet. My final suggestion, you can use DEET. This is the most widely used insect repellent in the United States, and many scientists consider it the gold standard. I'm going to leave it at that.
Doc, great show. We'll talk to you next week, okay?
Yes.
412-922-WELL, 412-922-9355, drweiner.com. Folks, it's been a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on Father's Day. Until then, enjoy. Robert Mangino after CBS News next.
This program has been paid for by the Weiner Wellness Clinic. The views expressed in this program are not necessarily those of KDKA or its parent companies. The information in this program is for general informational purposes only. Listeners are encouraged to consult with their health provider regarding their specific medical issues.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.